From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of the Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane with 66 people on board was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash, but aviation experts warn against speculation, saying it is too soon to draw conclusions. There are reports that wreckage from the plane has been found. A Greek official says the plane made sudden, sharp turns and went into a steep dive before its radar image vanished. China is demanding the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and one U.S. military plane. The Pentagon said two Chinese fighter jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying Chinese planes kept a safe distance and did not take any dangerous actions. The spokesman said the intercept occurred near China's southern island province of Hainan and that it posed a serious threat to Chinese airspace. Despite opposition from Israel, the U.S. will attend France-sponsored talks next month in Paris on renewing the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels Thursday he will attend the talks.
And I certainly intend to be helpful and cooperative with the French in a cooperative way that makes sense for the parties in order to encourage them to come to the table.
Kerry said restarting the peace process remains a U.S. priority. This is VOA News.